Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This five-liner brew has been brought to you by our friends and partners at BinFew, MXS Solutions, Shop Smart Autos, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, and Fixed Ops Digital. If you want to team up with the podcast or you just want more of the brew, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy. We are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, and we are back from Digital Dealer, where everybody got caffeinated at the conference. Come and get you some. And there's still some more on the way. We made some incredible relationships, and one of them is with our very, very special guest this morning, Fred. I mean, seriously, this still doesn't even seem real to me. He's sitting right there. He's just a little guy right there, in the back screen.
Yeah, he's in the green room right now, and he's getting ready to come up with us here in a moment when we introduce him. But, folks, this is somebody that we look up to. He's like a mentor, from afar, and now we've got to meet him. Now I feel like he's a friend that's a mentor and somebody that I can just reach out to. I got a cell phone number. He messed up and gave it to me. So yeah, I'm going to definitely be reaching out to him, and I'm going to make sure that he knows that I'm around and that I appreciate him. There's something about honoring people that you see that have carved the path out for you. There's something about honoring people that are out there trying to change the game and trying to make it better, not just for themselves. It's not selfish at all. He's out there helping the masses. He has such a loyal group of people that are in his network. They all love what he's doing. When he's talking about, hey, let me show you how to be better at this business, he's not just talking. He's showing the way. He has books out there. He has everything that you could imagine to be able to help you get to the next level. He even has these little cool sheets that you can fill out every single day to make sure you did your job. And it's not just specific to one job. It's specific to everything
whatever
in the automotive
business,
period. I love him. It's Frank Lopes.
Frank.
I absolutely love this guy. We met him. We got to see him at the Digital Dealer. I got to corner him inside the room and say, hey, what's going on? We shook hands. We hugged. We talked. I mean, he really.
I gave him a bag of coffee.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, hold on to this. And, some people didn't want to walk around. He wasn't carrying the bag that everybody else was.
Right.
Everybody's got the little grab bag.
No, dude, yeah.
But he didn't have that. So he's like, hey, hold on to this. I was like, absolutely. I did. I put it away, hit it, left there. We came back with one bag because, listen, folks. When Frank Lopes tells you to hold on to his coffee, you hold on to his coffee, all right?
That's just what you do.
That's what I'm saying. All right. So with that, because he is a car guy that is brewing solutions and has been consistently for the industry, we're trying to get some of this Car Guy coffee inside of his cup because real car guys and car gals drink Car Guy coffee. Here we go, folks. We are about to upshift and uplift the entire cafe. We have the one, the only, Mr. Frank Lopes.
Yo, man, it is about time. It's overtime. It's past time. Guys, I got to start off with first apologies. Okay. Apologies because this is long, long overdue. We should have done this a long time ago. But like you guys say all the time, everything in good time and everything in the right time, you know? So there's no better time than the present. So I'm so happy and so honored to be here today. And your kind words on that intro, man, the check will be in the mail by the end of the day today. Don't worry about it. Okay. Made out the cash just the way you guys asked for it. No problem. May even be, depending on how this goes, maybe there'd be a little extra in your envelope as well. But
we're going to go ham for that then. I'm going to go for it. So yes, Frank, you're so honoring us and you humble us so much, man.
Yes.
And honestly, I remember it was one of the last times I had a chance to talk to you and we were sitting there just talking. I was telling you about how just crazy it is to meet everybody, all my heroes, and now heroes are my friends. And sitting there talking to you was so surreal. I remember just sitting there at the American Social being like, I'm really, really having an amazing conversation with just a great gentleman, just somebody that I can really call a friend now. And I'm looking forward to future conversations. I'm looking forward to this conversation here, this five liner, because this is something that I think that I want to know more about you. And this is what I love about my five liners is that we get to really dig deep and just really hear your side of everything and how you got to where you're at. Because everybody goes through challenges. I know your story. I know a little bit about you. You've let it out there. You're not scared to share. You tell people about the struggles you went through, that you were about to lose everything at one point. Right.
And I did. Where you're at now. Lou, I lost everything, man. The only stuff that I had with me in 2010 2011, the only stuff I had with me is what I could carry from one place to another. Literally, that was it, man. That was it. And by the help of loved ones, by the relentless pursuit to never, ever give up, and knowing that I had so much more, that's the only reason that I'm here today, man. First, the help of others. And number two, that relentless pursuit, man, just to keep going. But, you know, and look, it took a lot. It took a lot of time. And it took a lot for me to be able to share that story, because I thought that people would judge, man. I thought they would judge. I thought they would look down. I thought they would do all these things, you know, but in reality, it's actually the exact opposite. Do some people judge and look down? Yeah, of course they do, man. But they're not your people.
That's right.
They're not your people. Their opinion doesn't matter. Who cares?
Love it.
Who cares what they have to say, man? Who cares? But what wound up happening is the outpouring of love, the outpouring of acceptance. You know, the best part that happened was I'm kind of going through that too, man. You know, hey, what did you do to get yourself past this? Hey, what did you do to get yourself past that? Just the blessing to be able to pour into others, you know, and to be able to literally like turn around and be like, hey, grab my hand. Come on. Let's go to this level. I know I can get you here. Okay. And that's better than where you are right now. It's not the end for you. That's not where you're going to wind up. Nobody ends where they start, you know, but let me at least get you to here. That's been the greatest blessing of all, man. Just being able to pour into others and just watch so many other fantastic people succeed, that all they needed was just like that little lift. It could have only been like this much. Most of the time, that's all it is, man. Just a little bump, you know, just a little inch, just a little. Sometimes it's a little centimeter, a little millimeter. But that bump is enough to just get you started, man.
Yeah. With all of the people that I've heard discuss their interactions with you, their mentorship with you, a lot of times it is just that little bit, and it is just the chin going like this, just you picking up that head a little bit, saying, change your gaze just a hair. Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be a part of Team VinQ. Solutions they have been brewing to help you own more vehicles, manage merchandise, and advertise those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealers in the market. They are 100% CGC approved, and when you visit them at VinQ.com, you will see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why. Team VinQ, let's brew! Instead of looking down, look up, and then you're not worried about the people that are looking down at you, right? And that's something that I am so thankful for when we showed up to this event. So we finally got the chance to meet you along with so many other people that we value greatly at this event. Now, this is our first time there. We have never been to an event like this before. We tried to show up as loud and proud and as energized as possible and try to take away as much as we could, interact as much as we could with other people. So we're like kids first time at Disney. We have no reference.
It's so true. We were like that.
So for you, though, what was it like as a veteran of this? Because still, we got to see you, and in other atmospheres in different professions, people would look down, even in the military, right? It's not like the private would walk up to the general and just be like, hey, man, what's going on? You really inspire me, and really have that conversation. And that's what it felt like for us. We were these new striped sergeants walking up to a general inside of our industry, and you had the opportunity to sit down with us, just talk to us. You gave me some great tips. I sat there and I'm sitting there squeezing my water, drinking it. We're over at the American Social, and he's just talking to him. Just keep going. Just wanted to take in as much as I could. But what was your opinion and your thought of this event, seeing it from the veteran standpoint? Because I was impressed, again, by the unity that is amongst all of these
people. I love that. That was a good word, unity.
That were coming for solutions.
Well, look, number one, gentlemen, we're all privates, okay? We're all privates. None of us have any more than one stripe, you know, one stripe on our sleeve. And that one stripe is just the stripe that you get when you freaking show up. That's it. Besides that, every single one of us are on a journey to keep adding stripes to the sleeve, you know, every single one of us. But no matter what, every time we add a stripe, we realize we're still just at one. we're still just at one stripe, man, because every time you win, you're only, you know, you only win and you're only as good as the last winning achievement or the last successful act that you just performed. Right. Once you perform it, it's over. Yeah. And it's got, and you got to do another.
Yep.
So as soon as we put that second stripe on our sleeve, man, we look at our sleeve and it just, it's gone and we're back and we're back at one again. But that's what keeps us all constantly growing and pouring into each other and stuff. And you can tell the guys that look at their sleeve and there's just one on there, but man, they think there's like nine. They think they're like down to here, the bars across the forearm, the funny puffy stuff over here, right? All the call. Come on, man. Come on. Who are you fooling besides yourself, man? The only thing that you do, you got one. That's it, man. We're all still learning because all this is growing. And look, as being somebody who's been, you know, going to Digital Dealer for years, I've keynoted Digital Dealer in the past. I was the MC at one time and the host. I still am. Times we just shift back and forth, you know, from time to time. But what was great about this past event was, you know, it was really two things. Number one, just the fact that everybody was so happy to see each other. I think there was a huge realization of how valuable the interaction is between people in person. You know, like, this is great, the live stuff, like, yeah, here I am and everything, it's great to see everybody, you know, on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or whatever. But when you actually see somebody, you know, you can see them, you can talk to them, you can, you know, you can feel them if you shake their hand or something, and you feel that strength, you feel that power, you know, that's a whole completely different level. And it's, if you want to grow, it's necessary. It's a part of the process. You know, it's definitely a part of the process to make those connections and make those friendships and stuff. You know, it's so, so, so important. So, man, it was great to see everybody. It was great to see that connection. It was great to feel the love, to pour the love out. You know what I mean? To see them smiles. It was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Never gets old, dude. It never gets old.
Absolutely.
That's so good to hear, because we have scheduled ourselves for every event all summer and all spring.
Good.
We're going to be there. You're going to see us at NADA. You're going to see us even at RV events with some of our partners and our sponsorships.
We know you're loving the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at Fixed Ops Digital and how they're automotive's premier service marketing and technology company. They're not only proud sponsors of this show, but can be your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs. Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue. If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go ahead and reach out to our friends at Fixed Ops Digital at fixedopsdigital.com. Back to the show.
And they're going to sponsor us to come out and do this because we love bringing fire to everywhere we go. We love bringing heat. We love to have fun. You know, I was a sweaty mess the whole time, but I was sweating not because I was nervous. You know, like people might have thought it was nerves. It was never nerves. It was excitement. I was so excited to be there. I was so excited to meet people. I was so excited to shift and do something different. It was unreal. But, you know, once again, like you said, we got to seal the deal with a lot of relationships by making that handshake. We got to seal the deal by going around and hugging on people, loving on people, even just putting a hand on someone's shoulder and just thanking them for who they were. I mean, it was just an amazing moment for me to run into you, really. That was our day one. I remember it was day one of the event, and I just see you walking around, and I was going, I literally was just like, that's him. I mean, you got that awesome hair. He's got like the perfect hair, the perfect everything, man. Looking always dressed.
Easy now, man. Easy. You're too kind with the words. You're too kind.
I know we're being very kind, and I'm not saying this because you're on a show, but this guy's a good looking guy. I mean, he truly is. He's just that he stands out in the crowd. It's more than his look. It's his aura.
He has presence.
Yeah.
It's such a great presence.
Before I even saw him, I could feel him walk in the room. That's how much of a presence. And I mean that with no joke. I mean that as in, like, he really does bring that type of life to wherever he goes. He brings that type of love wherever he goes. You could see the people who are connected with Frank that absolutely love him. So that's what's going to bring us to our first question, the why.
So before we get into that,
okay,
car guys,
oh, goodness gracious,
do us a favor.
Oh, I didn't know the dealie. Sorry,
because we have serious VIP inside of the cafe right now. So we got to make sure that we tag a car guy, tag a car gal. Go ahead. If you are a fan and you want to say cheers to our friend Frank Lopes, go ahead and put a coffee cup emoji inside of the comment box there. Let him know that you are brewing solutions with him. But again, share.
It's important to share because sharing is caring.
Get this out there.
But before we do begin, even the first question,
five liner,
we got to hit the forget focus
with
fly.
The legend.
With the legend himself.
Three F's and do our secret handshake. Three F's to wipe off the weight of unforgiveness. Focus on where it is that we're going. Use our faith to fly and keep growing. So join us, the one, the only, Frank Lopes. Join us as we forget, focus, and fly together. On three, go ahead and cross the shoulders on the, or put your hands on your shoulders, and you're going to wipe it off on three. One, two, three. Forgive.
Focus.
Right here. Get right there.
And fly.
And keep growing.
I'm flying.
There we go. We're flying, man.
Frank is flying, folks. Look at him go. He is soaring to new heights, and he's bringing everybody with him. Let's all grow together, and let's have some fun. Let's talk about this five-liner, my friend. This five-liner.
Let's do it. Come on.
First question for you, my friend, is what is your purpose? What's your why? What drives you every day to be Frank Lopes, the best version of himself?
So two things. Number one, my why is constantly evolving because the world is evolving. Things are changing. Different people are coming in. Different people are going out, you know? So the why is constantly evolving. And your why should constantly be evolving. I'm not saying that you should be all like, you know, wishy-washy about why you do things and what your purpose is. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it's got to evolve, man. It's got to evolve. Your why today is not going to be the same why that you have 20 years from now. It may not be the same that you have 20 minutes from now. It may change just by watching this. Who knows? Maybe I'm going to say a couple words and you're going to be like, oh man, I got to adjust. I got to add this. I got to take this away. I'm wasting time on this. I'm doing this shit, whatever. It's constantly going to evolve, man. It's constantly going to evolve. But for me, the why right now, today, the why is to pour into others the way I wished others poured into me. You know, when I started in the business and that was a long time ago, right? When I started in the business there, you know, I had a few people that poured into me, but we didn't have any of this. None of this was available. None of this was even like thought up yet. It just didn't even exist, you know? So the access was not there. So the fact that I am here today in this world right now, the amount of opportunity that we all have is just limitless. And at the same time, the amount of excuses that we all have on why not to grow, dude, it's just the shit you make up in your head. That's it. It's just the crap that you tell yourself. That's all it is. Besides that, literally, like, there is no excuse. Like, you're out of excuses now. Sorry. Sorry. They're all gone. By the way, there's your excuses. They're gone. You know, it's time to step up and do it. So the more that I can pour into others, man, that's what the why is about, to give to others what I wish I had access to and I had availability for people to be able to give to me.
And that's the sign of a great father too, folks. That's beyond just a great businessman. That's a great father. Somebody that's willing to pour out and is more about seeing the success of the next generation and their legacy as far as becoming the full expression of the bloomed flower that they're supposed to be, seed producing fruit. I love seeing it from a distance. Haven't had the chance to meet your family yet, of course. Didn't bring everybody to the event, but I can't wait for that to occur. But seeing the pictures, seeing what happened, seeing you sow into your family the way that you do, but then you transition that into the very words you just spoke. It shows that heart of a father, because you are a father to so many in this industry. When we speak to people of the mentorship that they've received from you, they speak inside of a form of the good father that Frank is. And this is what, of course, just continues to build that adoration we have for you, because we know that it's not just the pointing in the direction of what to do with business. You are pointing in how to keep relationships intact, because that's what's more valuable than just the business that occurs. And that's actually what's going to pay dividends over any business transaction that
happens. Lou, it's night and day difference, man. It's night and day difference. Look, if you're watching right now and you're sitting there and you're saying, how do I get my business to grow? How do I do this? How do I sell more? How do I close more deals? Bro, you're missing it. You're missing it. It's not in how many deals you close. The deals that you close are a byproduct of the connections that you make. They're a byproduct. They're not the reason. They are the side effect. The whole idea is to make that connection, man, to gain that trust, to pour into somebody else looking for absolutely nothing in return. It's the craziest paradox, guys, that has ever existed. When you go into any relationship, any type of interaction, and your expectations are super, super low, your return is super, super high. It's super, super high, because if you go in with the right intent, if you go in with the right goal, if you go in pure, not looking to hurt anybody, not looking to take advantage. If you're working on that, man, and that's what your intent is going in, what you're able to pull out is 10 times greater than if you just went just looking for a gimme, 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 just looking to see what I could get out of it, man. That is just, it's you can change, if you can change that mindset and you can change that wavelength and that intent when you go in, man, when you come out, your arms are going to be full. You're going to have to ask other people to help you carry all your stuff. You're going to have to ask other people to help you carry it, because there's just going to be too much. That's where that sharing comes in, man. That's when that pouring into others comes. You know,
it gives people the opportunity to help, right? To help get part of that dream, to get involved, to get grafted in, like family. And that's what it felt like we joined, was a bigger family of those that were really trying to become solutionaries, those that are really trying to raise the standard, especially because we're all aware that there has to be a response. Yes. So the Avengers are uniting, the really trying to figure out a way to save the auto world from what isn't such a big threat if we're unified and we're speaking the same language and we're really trying to connect to people. On the customer side, it's the same, right? Nothing replaces that handshake when we're meeting a friend, no different than really nothing replaces that handshake when you're meeting that customer and you're completing the transaction. Right. But we are in a different world. These relationships are able to be made and nurtured without the assistance of seeing them physically. And so that's something that we're all adapting in. But as we're adapting in it, and I want to try to be aware of time, because folks, there's so much that we got to get into this five liner, but I want to know, and other car guys and car gals want to know, what got Frank Lopes in the car business?
That's a great question.
Osmosis, I guess. I don't even know what osmosis means, but it just sounded like it would fit into there, you know, really good. It's only 8:57. It's too early for vocab, man. Way too early for vocab. You know, so I got into the just the short and sweet version. I got into business because my father was a prep mechanic, you know, or a PDI guy, so to say, at a Lincoln Mercury dealership in East Brunswick, New Jersey. He worked for the same dealership for 34 years. And I started going to work with him when I was 11 years old. So because that just shows you how old I am, because, you know, back in the day like that, it was okay to bring your kid to work like every day during the summer. Or, you know, maybe it wasn't, and I just freaking got away with it. You know, it could have just been that. Maybe that, like, it wasn't okay, and it wasn't.
You thought of it as normal.
I didn't understand why, you know, I didn't understand why the other people didn't bring their kids to work. But at the same time, I was grateful they didn't, because, you know, I didn't really want anybody else around at that time, because I just wanted to soak everything in. So that's how I got in, man. I started going to work at my father when I was 11, started selling cars when I was 17, left the business for a little bit, came back again, man. And, you know, and here I am.
When you get registered on the ShopSmart Autos dealer directory, it has no cost, no credit card, and no commitment. You'll receive 12 free months of ShopSmart Autos VIN history recording. That's a simple click giving you daily wholesale, retail values, days on market, market price, accident, service, and repair history. Great for spotting trades or buying at the auction. Listen, you can try it for free for 1 year and you'll never pay high prices for vehicle histories again. You can check them out at ShopSmart Autos.
ShopSmartAutos4Dealers.com. That's ShopSmartAutos4Dealers.com.
Yeah. It's a crazy business. Wow. It's I always say it's like a magnet. You know, people, a lot of people try to leave and they come back, and they, because it's like anything else. We all think the grass is greener sometimes. You know, when you think the grass is greener, it's not usually greener. Usually it's the fact that if you fertilize your own yard, you water your yard, you take care of your yard, it's going to be green as heck. It's going to be as green as you can make it. And that's the key. It's making your own yard, taking care of your own place. We leave, we come back, we leave, we come back. This business is beautiful. This business brings a lot of amazing people into yes. it, and a lot of people, and a lot of people back to it. You know, I've seen that. I've seen people who've left it for a decade, and then they came right back because they remembered the fun they had in it, the passion. They wanted to get that back. And there's, this business is every day it's different. Every month it's different. Every year it's different. We're always learning something new. So if you're that type of person where I'm, you know, I always preach keep growing, right?
That's right.
If you love to keep growing, this business is the one for you, because you're
guys,
always
as much as we complain internally, right? As much as we complain about this business, go on the outside and see the crap that's going on out there. See the walls that are put up. You know, you want to talk about no training. It's worse out there. Get into real estate. Get into real estate where everything is on you. You know, like everything. Like, you got to pay for your desk at the office. Come on, man. And you're complaining about the fact that, you know, that you have inventory. Well, maybe not right now, but you have inventory outside to sell. You got a phone, you got like everything that you need. And then on top of that, you got people coming in, and all you have to do is just add to it. Come on. And you're, and we're complaining. And that's what brings everybody back, is we think the grass is greener on the other side. And then you go to the other side. It's almost like you went to the dark side.
Amen.
You know, and you're like, man, I got to go back there. That's where the opportunity was. Yeah. You know, that's where the growth was. And then you suddenly, it clicks in your mind that the grass is greener in the spot where you water it, not the spot that your dog pees on every day. The grass over there is no good. You know, so if you're coming into this, you know, if you're in the business right now, and or you're coming in, or you're here, and all you're doing is being negative, and all you're doing is peeing on your grass, no wonder it's all yellow, man. No wonder it's all dead. No wonder it stinks. You know, no wonder it's not growing, because you're peeing on it every day. You know, don't put no peat on there. Put water on it. Put fertilizer on it, man, and then watch it grow. Then you're going to need to call people in to cut it, because it's going to grow too fast. You're not going to be able to control it. And that's what brings people back, is when that realization clicks in, man. And they're like, wait a minute, that's where the game was. That's where the fun was. That's where the opportunity was. Mm-hmm. You know, wasn't on the outside. It was right here.
Right.
It was right here. And the reality is, I don't want to go on a long tirade about this, but you know, the reality of it is that whether you're in the car business or not, most of the time, that's what the truth is. The that's grass right. is greener in it's in here. Water wow. your own grass, man. Water your own grass and let yourself grow.
I love that, Frank. You're so on the money on that. This is why we had to have you on the show. You definitely believe in the same philosophies we believe in. I mean, it's cool to see people who are, like I said, my heroes, that just, we're on the right mission, on the same mission, on that same rocket ship to Mars, trying to get there and trying to make changes happen. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate what you're talking about right now, because it's really important that we are talking about these things, you know. So to the point where a lot of times we get up in this business, you talked about your father, and I love that your father was in the business. He brought you to work. You guys learned, don't pee on my grass, is what Mallory wrote. I love it. So
Mallory.
Don't pee on her grass. That's right. Don't, she waters and she's fertilizing her own, so don't mess it up, right? But no, you were talking about people that bring you up. Your father introduced you to this business. You were around car guys and car gals and everything else. Who has been your greatest mentor throughout this whole time? Who's been somebody that has helped you reach up to be everything you want?
I have two. One of them no one's ever heard of, and his name is David Thaler. When I was before, I guess you want to say that little time when I was out, but I wasn't really out. I was in. David Thaler has passed, and he was the editor and general manager of the newspaper that I worked at. And when I went into automotive advertising at that newspaper, David poured into me like an unbelievable amount. He taught me the whole plan your work and work your plan, which is basically the basis of this, to be honest, Dave Thaler should be getting royalties.
Shout out 7 minute setup, guys. Don't forget about that book. You can get it on Amazon.
That's right. He poured into me and he showed me this how to maneuver the more like political and corporate type of way, as opposed to just the car dealership way. So he expanded my mind into a whole bunch of different things. And, you know, there would be no Frank Lopes without David Thaler. And I think about him quite often. He's number one. Number two is Gary Vaynerchuk. A lot of people don't know this because I keep it quiet, but I was Gary Vaynerchuk's ad agent at Wine Library from 2003 to 2009. And a lot of that time was the developmental, the real developmental time of Gary V before there was a Gary V, you know, and I learned so much during that time. And even still to this day, he's that person who gives me the kick in the ass or the punch in the teeth or whatever it is that I need to be able to up my game to whatever that next level is, you know. To whatever it is. And I don't talk about it. I don't talk about it enough. I don't talk about it as much as maybe I should. You know, maybe I would be more popular now if I used his name more. And he's even told me, he's like, man, use our time together. Use our name. Use my name. You know, pump the crap out of it. Who cares? It's all true anyway. You know, but, you know, you got to make it on your own and you got to do your own thing and everything. But those are the two that have really like poured into me the most. Wow. And those are the ones that are the catalysts.
You're right.
I couldn't imagine Gary V being somebody that punched you in the mouth verbally. I mean, I couldn't imagine it, right?
Oh,
he punches me. I get punched in the mouth all the time. You know, and just real quick, I just have to say Gary V is one of my biggest inspirations. Yes. You could ask Lou. Lou, first, when we first came out, he said, we should just trickle this stuff out. I was like, nah, bro. Gary V says, throw it all out there. Keep it going. I said, that's exactly what I said. So if I'm going to follow what Gary V's plan is, and I'm going to do that, and that's why I do what I do. I still feel like I'm under, you know, doing what I should do because of what Gary V says. But basically, Gary V said, do it. And Grant Cardone, you know, those two guys, they talk about 10 times and going crazy. But Gary V is a huge, huge influence in my life. I love him. I love his story. I love what he's about. I love that he includes his family. I love that he's showing people how to be an entrepreneur in a million different ways. And he encourages it. Doesn't matter if you're 5 years old. Doesn't matter if you're 50 years old. It's never too late. It's never too early. Just go do it and do it. When you do it, you do it. Don't go out there and say, okay, I'm going to dabble. You can't dabble in life. You have to go for it. Dabbling is for hobbies. If you really want to grow and you really want to do something, you have to jump with both feet off the cliff and hope that parachute opens. It will open, but it may not. And you have to be ready for that too, but it's okay.
Here's the most beautiful part about that. Once you jump, right? And once you actually like go in, two things happen. Number one, you realize how much you weren't doing before.
Amen.
And number two, you realize how much you can do. That's the killer. You wind up realizing how much you can do. And then a very pivotal moment comes. Either you become disgusted and aggravated with the amount that you haven't done or the amount that you've left on the table, or you say to yourself, man, enough of this bullshit. It's time. And it's time to go. And look, we all get sidetracked. I've gotten sidetracked so many times. It's freaking embarrassing to even say that it's happened. But at the same time, man, the more you can do, the more you see that you can do, the more you realize is possible, the more you realize, man, my bandwidth really, I thought it was this, but it's not. It's actually this. And then once you start to get to that point, you realize it's actually this, you know, and maybe you hit walls and you're like, okay, I got to add more. That's the thing about doing it, man. The more you do, the more you realize what you can do.
Right.
You know, that's always been my catalyst. I want to try something just to see, okay, if I can do that, what else can I do? That's all this was, man. This is just my process. That's it. This is just my process of how I pulled myself out of zero, negative zero, right? That's how I pulled myself out, not once, but twice, because I'm a dumbass. I didn't keep it going the first time, you know? that's all this is. But like, okay, if I can do this, right, what else can I do? If I can take that process and put it into a book, what else can I do? You know, it's a constant challenge. It's a constant game. Remember, one stripe. As soon as that second stripe appears, you look, it's gone.
Right.
Man. And you got to start over, man.
This There's a constant renewing. That's what I love in correlation to coffee. Like, you can have a really great cup of coffee, but that's it. You're back at, you need to refill. Once that cup is empty, it's time to go get you another one. You're not going to live off of that one good cup. And as a matter of fact, every time you're producing a new cup of coffee, you want it to be better than the last. You want it to hit all of those taste points that you enjoy. You want it to give you the energy that you're expecting to get out of it. And inside of that, it's still that experiential faith that helps you have faith to go to that next mountain. Once you get to the top of this one that was so daunting, it looked so big, so intimidating, and then you conquered it and it's now below your feet, it makes you say, I want that one. Yeah. I want to see what's up on that one. And that's something that solutionaries get to enjoy because they've persevered. They fought through.
Yes.
They've gone to the top of the mountain. They've messed up their knees. They've got down to the nitty gritty on their, in their claws. They got a lot of grit that they've gone through. And we continue to keep pursuing to the top of that mountain. So Frank Lopes, inside of this ascent that you've been consistently on, as you continuously grow, what has been the hardest lesson you've had to learn in going forward and growing?
That empathy is the greatest superpower that anyone can have.
Oh, amen.
Empathy. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it's realizing, figuring out and understanding where the other person is coming from, whether that be the customer that you're working with, whether that be your manager, whether that be, you know, your audience right now, the people that are watching, figuring out in your mind where that person is coming from, why they're there. What happened to them? What are they looking for? What are they looking to achieve? What are they looking? What's their goals, man? You know, what's their guess? What's really going to get them going? The empathy is it's probably the most underrated superpower that exists. Seriously, because if you can just figure that out in every interaction that you go into, whether it's, look, so let's use one that everybody can, I'm going to make this quick. Let's use one that everybody can relate to. Okay. You're working for a manager that sucks. This guy or gal is a complete, yeah, everybody can. This guy or gal is a complete ass. Complete. Sure. Talking down all the time. Never, always like this.
Yeah. Go back out there again,
you know, or whatever it is, rewinding and getting into that person's head, observing. Mm-hmm. Quietly observing and understanding where that person is coming from, and then getting on the same page with that person.
Great news, solutionaries. MXS Solutions, our newest partner, newest sponsor, and newest solution for your digital presence, is excited to be teamed up with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. What does that mean for you? That means that now you can reach out to Fred, you can reach out to Lou, and find out what it takes to take your digital presence to the next level with our incredible friends at MXS Solutions. Let's get ready to go to the next level. Let's brew!
Showing them that you understand where they're coming from without actually saying, hey, look, I realize that you for some reason believe that this is the best that your life's going to get, that you're not going to ascend to any other spots. You have this idea in your head and you're struggling with this every day. Or the fact that, okay, you're a jerk off to us because the GM, who's a bigger jerk off than you are, is a jerk to you. Right. And he's only that way because the owner's a jerk to him.
Gosh.
You know, or the fact, okay, break it down a little bit more. The fact that your kid doesn't want to go to school and has got a bellyache. Oh, I got a bellyache. Got a bellyache because they got a test that they didn't study for. Or a project that's not done. Or there's some kid at school who's giving him shit for no reason. You know, get into the empathy of the other person, realize it, and then you can change what you're saying, how you react, how you handle it, how you deal with it, whatever the case may be. But empathy is the greatest superpower, man. And it's so underrated. It is so underrated. So many don't talk about it. Self-awareness, you know, that's a big one. The whole, you know, oh, you got to push through all that stuff is great. Don't get me wrong. You know, it's all great, but man, empathy is, it's like,
brother, you are speaking my language. Empathy all day long. Wow. I mean, Just all jokes aside, it's facts. It really is. When you're able to have empathy for other people in this world, and it's a skill, like not a lot of people have it naturally. You know, sometimes we have some awareness about it, but when you really break it down, like he just did right there, it's so true. Cause here's the bottom line, basically, of all of this. You can only fix what you have control over, and what you have control over in that situation is how you think. You can't change the way they think. You can help them, but you can't change it. They have to figure that out themselves. But you, as a human being, can have empathy, understand where they're coming from, and then change your language. Man, Frank, your brother, you need to write a book about just that. Because that is just exactly, that's something that we could talk about for days, hours on hours, talk about different situations and different people and how it can affect and change the lives of other people. You're on the money. And that's why I believe women in the business are really blowing up right now. Because they have more of a natural awareness to empathy, right? And when they're able to do that, they communicate way better with people. It's unreal.
Totally. I mean, this is why females in sales, just in general, but especially in automotive, this is why females are complete slayers.
Amen.
Complete. And it's just like, look, it's just like the guys. If they can keep their head in the game, just like a guy, because that's what kills us every time. Mm-hmm. That's what kills the salesperson is their head gets out of the game. Or they get their head too into the game inside of their own head, spinning bullshit around in there over and over again. You know,
I've been guilty of that myself in past. Yeah,
right. We all have, man. We all have. But this is why, because women have this innate, instilled superpower, right?
Superpower.
Called empathy, that they can lock into and that they can grab a hold of. You know, a lot faster and a lot easier than guys do. Look, that's just the way it is. We want equality, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm there with you. Okay. But at the same
only
time,
women feel humans in them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
They are miracle workers. They do miracles and they deliver so many things. This subject is amazing. Yeah, empathy. Like, I honestly want to just talk about this forever, but obviously we are timed. So I really just wish that people can understand what he's saying. And if you don't understand, reach out to Frank. He could talk to you about it some more. Reach out to us. We love it. I promise you, empathy is the future. If you start to work on your game with that and understanding, and it becomes, like we said, it's work at first, but after you do it for a while, it's like anything else. When you train and you truly have passion for it, it becomes part of you, becomes part of your resume, becomes part of who you are as a person towards other people. And today's world, folks, if you don't have empathy for your clients, you're not a real salesperson anymore. It's people want the real. They don't want this fake coded, like, you know, scripted words. They want to know that you're listening to what they're saying, understanding where they're coming from and where they're trying to go. And when you're able to do that, you can solve their problem. You know, we believe, Lou and I, we don't sell cars. We don't help people sell. We solve transportation problems. And when we do that, that is the first step to having some empathy out there. So Frank, thank you very much for bringing that up today. That is something that is key for most of us to learn. Once you do, you will excel in life, period. Whether it's sales, relationships, friendships, whatever it is, you're going to excel. So thank you so much for that. So fifth question for you, my friend, fifth and final, sadly, I'm going to cry, but this.
Don't cry. We can do this again, man.
Brother, we're friends. I'm looking forward to coming out and visit, because I'm going to go swimming in his pool. Cause you, if you all haven't seen his house,
come on, man.
Home. He's got a beautiful pool in the back. He's got a beautiful family, his wife. He definitely married up. He's done really well for himself.
Say that again.
Amen. your life is just amazing. And I know you have a lot of appreciation and all that type of stuff for what you have, because you've been there, you've been to the bottom, you've been to the top, you know what the deal is, and you're still rising up to the top. So I'm excited about that. But your fifth question, out of all the things that you've been doing, you know, we've talked about your why today. We've talked about, you know, how you got in this business. We talked about, you know, obviously, you know, the people that have helped you get up there. We talked about your biggest lesson learned, empathy. And then now we need to talk about your greatest reward. The greatest reward from everything that you've done in your life up to this point in the car business, in life, it doesn't matter where it's from. What has been your greatest reward?
The fact that I have a voice.
Amen.
That's really it. The fact that I have a voice, and the greatest reward actually is the fact that I have the choice every day to employ this voice, this audience, whether even if it's just an audience of one, it doesn't matter. The fact that somebody's listening, right? That's a huge, huge reward. And the constant challenge of what are you going to do with it? If you have an audience, what are you going to do with that audience? Are you just going to try to monetize it and just try to turn it into, you know, into dollars and cents? Or are you going to try to turn it into something bigger? Are you going to try to turn it into a movement that helps people? Are you going to try to turn it into a ton of one-on-one little 2 minute, you know, little 2 minute interjections and little 2 minute seeds that you plant? The constant challenge of what are you going to do with that voice? That's the greatest gift, because that keeps me going. That keeps everything going. Business dies after a little while. Look, you know, entropy is going to kick in and everything's just going to wind up pulling apart. Every transaction, every single deal that you do, sooner or later, it's going to pull apart. You know, entropy is going to kick in and it's going to fall apart on you. But your voice, what the fact of what can you do with your voice, with your audience, with other people's attention? What can you do with that? Can you turn it into money? Can you turn it into money as a byproduct of pouring into others? Yes. Right? Can you help somebody who constantly woke up every day and felt like they weren't good enough, or they couldn't do it, or like the cards were stacked against them, or their life was just a house of cards and the wind was coming about ready to just blow that shit all over? You know, that challenge, you know, that constant challenge, you'll hear, and I've read this a million times, but you'll read and hear interviews with people that are in their like 80s, 90s, right? Even like 100. And they'll always refer back to whatever it was that they're like their purpose, their reason to keep getting up right in the morning. And right, once they give up, that's generally when they pass. That's generally when the game is over. The fact that having an audience constantly challenges me to, okay, what are you going to do with this today? How are you going to take this to another level? Go back to that part again with, you know, you realize the more that you do, the more you realize that you can do, the more you realize what your opportunities really are. Mm. You think they're this, but in reality, man, your opportunities are like, right, I can't right even make my arms this big, you know, they're huge. So that's all I got to say about that, man. That's the bottom line. The wow fact that, you know, what a gift to be able to have an audience, to have influence, and to be able to use it for whatever it is that I want to use it for. And the fact that the constant evolution of it keeps me in check to make sure that I'm using it the right way for others.
Brother.
Amazing.
Wow. Wow.
One strike, man. One strike.
I'm literally taking so many notes right now. Like in my head, there's so many takeaways from this interview, mm-hmm, and I'm so excited to go off the rest of this day and use some of those takeaways to help my team get better, to help myself get better, and help my family love more. You're an amazing person. You're somebody that we are so honored to have on the show. I mean, really, you know, all jokes aside, I know we were talking about, we're gonna make a joke out of it. We'll say that we had to corner you inside the place and all that stuff. The fact of the matter is, it was never that, you know, and I know that, you know, you always had intention to come on the show. Yes, you're a busy person. We're busy too. You know, our schedules, we only do it so many days a week, you know, so on and so forth. To be able to get you on today has been a highlight of my year so far. Honestly, you know, I've got to meet a lot of great people, but to have you on, man, honestly, thank you so much for your time today. What you talked about today was needed. People need to hear this. Thank you so much for sharing that. My audience definitely needed to hear that. Yes. This voice is huge. This you're echoing so many things, but you're also bringing so much to the table with what you're talking about. Folks, if you haven't read his 7-minute setup yet, make sure you go out there and get it. It's on Amazon. It's everywhere. It's a great book. I plan on getting mine signed. I definitely have to, because it's going to be an amazing thing. Frank is just a outstanding human being. Whether you're in a car business, whether you're in life business, if you're a stay-at-home husband or wife, whatever you are, there's always opportunity to grow, folks. Remember that. There's always opportunity for something more. You could be the best person at home. You can make sure that you learn how to do these things. Whatever it is, be the best. And remember, only worry about what you have control over, and at your own attitude and who you are, and make sure that you fertilize your own yard. Man, yes. Frank, you really honored us today, brother. You're the bomb, bro. Seriously.
Nah, man, it's an honor to be here. Look, you know, bows to you guys. It's an honor to be here. And you two knuckleheads, listen to me right now. Yes, don't sir. You dare stop what you're doing.
Thank you.
Don't stop what you're doing. Don't give up. You're going to get, it's good. You're at that point right now where it's going to start to come, you know, the doubts are going to start to come in your mind. What am I doing this for? What's the point? Do this every day. One day there's 900 people watching. The other day there's nine, you know, like, why in the world? Don't give up. That's the whole thing, man. I never tell people good luck. Luck is bullshit, right?
Oh, dude.
Don't give up. That's the thing. Don't give up. If it's right for you, if it's your calling, if it's what you want to do, if it's what your heart and your gut and your brain tell you is what you need to do.
Yes.
Don't give up. Just don't.
We need to hear those words right now, because we're in a big pivot. So you're saying things at the right time for us. We look forward to. I got your number. If there's things I need, I'm going to reach out to you, because you're definitely
better.
Somebody that I will. And I honestly will always honor that. And I will always make sure people know that Frank Lopes was definitely on our way to where we were trying to get to. And without him, we wouldn't be where we're at right now. And it's facts, man. Honestly, without people like you out there putting out those videos during. I remember when COVID happened, you were putting out those amazing videos every night, man. And it was just such something I anticipated to watch. Mm-hmm. I could not wait for Frank to drop some knowledge. And yes. I was taking notes. I took that opportunity that last year to grow. I wanted to grow so much. I was like, I am here. I have so much extra time. I'm doing this 20 years, never had this much extra time.
Right.
What can I do with it? Well, I can learn. I can grow. I could build up my network. I could do everything and try to connect with people that I feel like are on the same frequency I'm on. And I want to be friends with them. It was cool. Mentors become friends, become family. So yes. I appreciate you. You are now part of our family.
Yes.
My friend, I tell you, the Car Guy Coffee crew, we love you. You are definitely 100%
Car Guy
Coffee approved. That's it. CGC approved, my friend.
I have arrived. I have arrived now.
You have.
Let's put this in a bow real quick and send you all with a to-go cup. Folks, the seeds that have been sown by Frank Lopes and all of us as a community have grown into an incredible batch that is brewing solutions for the entire auto industry. You have put seeds in the ground that are helping us produce fruit right now that's encouraging and has great flavor for many, and we're doing that all we can. Not to mention you're ending it by sowing a seed inside of us for that moment that doubt tries to creep in the future. We will pull from that seed that will become fruit we can eat from, and we honor that, brother. We can't wait to see where this relationship goes. You are an incredible solutionary that we cheer on. We are thankful that we get to join arms with. And folks, if you haven't gotten anything at all, be an empathetic person that lives with that one stripe in mind and empties your cup every single time.
So many words of wisdom today.
All of that into your cup and
sip on that. It. You know what I'm saying? So folks,
we love you all.
I'm Fred Lenars, the subprime hero.
And I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And we are here with our friend and our family member,
Frank Lopes. That Frank Lopes came brewing solutions to bring a great message of hope to each and every one of you. Keep brewing solutions, everybody. We love you all. Frank, we love you, brother. We appreciate you. Anything else to say before we head out?
That's it, man. I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. And hey, you're watching right now and you're thinking in your mind that, you know what, I can do that. I want to do that. How do I do that? Do it.
Come on.
Just do it. Just figure it out and do it. There's plenty of space, man. There's plenty of space for everybody. There's plenty of bandwidth. There's plenty of time. There's plenty of it, man. You're not going to be competing with anybody. The only person that you compete with each and every single day is the person in here.
Amen.
The person that talks shit in here. Right.
Yes.
That's the only person you're competing with. Not me, not Fred, not Lou. No way, man. You're not competing with us. You're competing with yourself. Don't hold back. Go for it. Do it. You can do it. You should do it. You need to do it. Don't be selfish and be scared. Don't be selfish and try to play it safe. Go for it. Right. I love you guys, man.